K0JWH on K-Link.
Go ahead, N3UJQ.
And we're about 4 miles south of 815 on US 77, got a walk route.
Is that rotating or not, or can you tell? Okay, Andrew UJQ.
Hey guys, I see the photos from a little bit over here. FYI from, again, I'm 4 miles south of the US 77 interchange, and we're looking east-southeast at it.
Okay, do you want me to send that in?
Yeah, I'd say, let them know I'm still observing it.
Okay. Radar does indicate some rotation in that area. Not really a couplet, but just kind of normal stuff. So I'll go ahead and send it in. Thanks, Andrew UJQ.
Yeah, it does not look as impressive as it did before, but yeah, they're still with defined lowering.
Refresh my memory, is that US 77 or 177?
It's US 77. We're about 6 miles north of Winfield.
Okay, thanks, Andrew UJQ.
Okay, new lowering. The other one completely is dissipated now. We're looking east-northeast from the same location.
Okay, thanks. So you'd be looking somewhere in the neighborhood of the little town of Floral?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. K0JWH, N0UJQ.
This is the KS0LNK repeater, El Dorado.
N0UJQ, K0JWH.
Go ahead.
Nothing new to report at this time, but just wanted to let you know, when that cell was in between myself and El Dorado, it was down to about one little segment here on the signal meter here on the 710, and now that the cell's moved away, I'm receiving it at about 4 units.
Yeah, you're a lot cleaner than you were earlier. You were kind of noisy into it before.
I think Daniel said he was heading for just south of Topeka.
Yeah, I saw that earlier today. I was wondering if you were going to go to Atlanta and sample that hail.
We drove through a little bit of it, and I probably took a tennis ball to the windshield, but nothing I could see anyway. We were going at too good of a clip to really notice it. I think we did notice nickels and I think a quarter. Yeah, Justin, if you can hear me, we're repositioning towards Laurel or Wilmot.
Sounds good. You see anything interesting?
Yeah, what I think is a lowering, but I'm going to get a little closer before I decide on that.
Okay, Andrew UJQ.
N0 UJQ, K0JWH, yeah, let's call it a lowering of some kind. I mean, there's... other SLCs and stuff hanging down too, and it almost looked like two lowerings right next to each other, but yeah, one is not attached and one is.
Yeah, I noticed the last few frames on radar, it was starting to take a little bit of a comma shape down there, so probably more so than the other storms of the day, and I think that one's probably moving into a better environment.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking. You know, this one's got a little better area for inflow. The other ones up north look like they're getting cut off by each other. Man, this is a pretty wall cloud. K0JWH Friday, turning east towards Atlanta.
Andrew UJQ. Hey Jordan, are you looking straight east to your position there?
It's like east southeast.
Okay. You seeing any rotation with it at all, or is it just kind of there?
It's just kind of there. Hey Justin, I just tweeted a picture of that, and I mentioned that it was not rotating. Change that, it is rotating.
Based on radar, I knew you were going to tell me that at some point.
Yeah, you can just barely tell, but yeah, it's doing it. So yeah, it's still rotating slightly, but it is dissipating for right now.
Yes, it's been kind of cycling like this for a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, but that's the most rotation I've seen all day.
Jordan, the internet goblins got you that time. Enzra UJQ.
Yeah, I was just saying it's the most rotation I've seen all day.
Providing dependable Aries and Skywarn coverage for over half of Kansas. This is the K-Link Repeater Network.
It's 5 o'clock.
This is the KS0LNK Repeater. 443.100, El Dorado.
Well, Jordan, I think that one died on you.
Yeah, I think you're right. Just trying to decide on what to do from here.
I didn't get any of that.
There we go. I had to clear a bunch of trees. Yeah, I'm just trying to decide on what to do from here.
Well, the one west of you is looking better.
Yeah, I wonder if it's gonna, it really hasn't looked horribly decent all day, but then again, really nothing has.
Yep, I hear that. Andrew UJQ.
Well, I'm you know where, and I'm trying to decide whether or not I see a 224 on top or not.
I haven't heard that they put it up yet.
Well, you gotta love it when there's cows in the road.
I guess it's what's for dinner, right?
Well, it was a mama and her calf, and she looked like she's about to square off with me, I tell you what.
KD0EZZ. KD0CB, Mobile Monitoring.
0UJQK0JWH. I'm north of Atlanta. I'm going to go west towards Douglas and get on that storm.
What was that, George? I didn't copy all that.
Just mentioning to Justin that I'm north of Atlanta. I'm going to go west towards Douglas and get on the storm over there. N0UJQK0JWH.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you heard me. I'm moving west towards Douglas.
Yeah, I did. I was busy for a second, but I see it here on the map.
Hey, Justin, overall, does it show any rotation on the portion northwest of Douglas, or even the couplet just barely east of Douglas? I'm trying to get a bearing on whether or not this thing is merging or what.
I don't see any signs of any rotation on it at this point. Let me look at it here. Yeah, I think the cell that's over towards Derby is trying to merge with it, it looks like to me.
Okay, yeah, I saw something hanging out there over there by radar, but I don't have enough hands for you to switch over while I'm driving here.
This is the KS0LNK repeater, El Dorado.
It's just looking more and more like garden variety showers, you know, that are probably going to put out some pretty fair-sized hail from time to time.
Hey, Justin.
Go ahead.
Not sure if you can hear me at all, but I've got a rotating wall cloud. I just tweeted it, so they'll see it. But I'm at Southwest 230th and Haverhill Road. Southwest 230th and Haverhill Road in southern Butler County. And I'm looking south-southeast, or pretty, it's my southeast now.
Okay. Doesn't look like there's any precip in that area, but okay. Actually, on the velocity scan, it is showing up pretty well, so snap a picture of that.
And I've got video rolling here on the dash cam, and yeah, it's definitely rotating. Justin, could you throw an announcement out there? I've got fingers reaching out below this thing.
Okay, it's going to have to wait a minute. My DSL just reset, and it's coming back here in a minute. Jordan, would you say small funnels, or how do you want me to put this?
For now, rapidly rotating wall cloud. It's definitely rotating than it was even just about a minute or two ago.
Okay, would you call this... maybe 3 to the northwest of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it sent in, and GR level 3 is starting to catch up with it too. So, Andrew UJQ. Jordan, I think that area you're talking about is even outside of the thunderstorm warning polygon just slightly.
And Justin, I've got a report for you relaying from Tanjokla. Quarter-size hail 4 miles south of Augusta on US 77. Quarter-size hail 4 miles south of Augusta on US 77.
Okay, I got it. Andrew UJQ. Jordan, I don't see your position right now. You went stale on Spotter Network. Andrew UJQ.
Okay, I'm back with you.
Position on the test spotter and now we're sick right now. And I went off the I don't know if you were on the phone or what.
Yeah, I just was answering a question on the other frequency.
Okay.
I just pinged Avers again, so my position should update if it's not.
That hail report on Can Oklo, was that a live report or was it delayed?
Looking south-southeast at the back of that storm that's probably in the vicinity of El Dorado, I see no flattening on the top, no break-off there at all. It's continuing to build, no amber formation that's visible from this angle at all.
Jordan, was your hail report from Can Oklo, was it delayed or was that live?
It was about 5 minutes away.
Okay, got it. Thanks. And through UJQ. Is that wall cloud persisting?
Repeat your last.
I just wondering if that wall cloud was persisting.
Yeah, it's sticking around. I'm moving further east to get a little closer since it's been moving away from me.
Yeah, get close. It's starting to tighten up a little bit there, so who knows, something may be happening. The beam height's 2,500 feet, so we got a pretty good look into it there. And we've got a report over chat that there's a funnel cloud not being reported with that. Do you see that, Jordan? K0JWH, N0UJQ.
Go ahead.
Yeah, another spotter on chat is reporting a funnel cloud with that. Are you seeing that?
Looks like there's something that's really, really low hanging, but it looks more like a tail cloud.
Okay, let me know if anything changes. And 0UJQ.
On Bob's Road.
Yes, I see that. It looks like you're 1 mile into Butler County there, about to run out of road.
Yeah, it's all flint rock. Yeah, Justin, this thing's still rotating pretty rapidly. Walcott's not as impressive as it was, but still rotating. K0JWH.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. UJQ.
And now that I look at it again, I mean, the whole meso is actually rotating is what I was looking at a second ago. There's a new, smaller wall cloud that's formed, and that was I was watching that was hanging pretty low. But yeah, I'm not observing any funnels from that yet.
Okay, on radar, it looks like it's kind of going through a cycle here, so... where are you at right now? Andrew, UJQ.
Justin?
Jordan?
Yeah, this thing's continuing to rotate, and it's about 3/4 the weight of the ground. But there's no tight funnel.
Yeah, the circulation on radar looks pretty broad-based. It's not really tight, but it's still, you know, kind of there. So I'd have to agree with what you're saying. And where are you looking exactly from where you're at?
northeast.
Okay, gotcha. Enjoy your UJQ.
It looks like it wants to wrap itself a green. I'm going to get a little closer to it.
Say again, Jordan, I missed that.
It looks like it's trying to wrap itself in rain. I'm going to get a little closer to it.
Okay, hands are at UJQ.
K0JWH, hands are at UJQ.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it looks like it's trying to reorganize a little bit. And I'm looking at it on the radar here about 3 west of Latham, and that's probably about 5 northeast of you. I didn't know if you could see into that or not.
Yeah, I'm looking at the 03 or 04 scan, and I'm right at the tip of the red over here, just about maybe 3 or 4 miles west of Latham. I'm looking straight north.
Okay, sounds good. Andrew, are you UJQ?
That's kind of another lowering, separate from everything else, that looks like it's south of Latham. Just keep an eye on it. It does not look to be rotating at this time. Still looking at the original stuff.
Yeah, I've been seeing that try to form here for a little bit, but it doesn't really look like anything's happening real fast on it. K0JWH, Andrew at UJQ.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say you want to be heading towards the new lowering you were looking at.
Yeah, it looks like the original one completely fizzed out, and I don't think I've had data here for a couple of minutes, so I'm looking at an old, I'm looking at a 10-minute old scan at least.
Yeah, the center of the new area I'm looking at is about 5 southeast of Latham. Well, probably 3 to 4 southeast of Latham. Enzra, UJQ.
Oh, yeah, I definitely see it. I just fired off a new Apers beacon since my cell phone just reconnected.
K0JWH, Enzra, UJQ.
K0JWH.
You're not just looking at it worse on radar, like it's falling apart. What are you seeing?
It actually doesn't look horrible, but it is definitely not rotating. Just met up with another chaser friend of mine, and I'm heading east of Latham now.
Okay, sounds good. I know what the terrain's like there. You're pretty close to Greenwood County, and you might fall out of the repeater there. Just want to let you know. Andrew, UJQ.
Yeah, the plan is to go north towards Beaumont before the drop-off.
Let me guess, there's absolutely nothing going on that repeater today.
You know, I haven't listened, but I'll turn on my handheld and start listening to it. But yeah, I bet you're right.
All right, Andrea, UJQ. Yeah, Jordan, I believe if you go 1 mile north of Latham, or if you can catch a road that goes north from that road you were on, 1 mile and then go east, you'll get on that road that goes up to where the wind farm is, and you can eventually end up in Beaumont, and I think you'll kind of follow that storm along through there.
Yeah, I'm already east of Latham, so I'm looking for, I think, Rattlesnake Road. That jumps 1 mile north and then gives me access to that road for the wind farm.
Yep, that's the one.
And, of course, nobody's monitoring Beaumont.
Sorry, Jordan, I fell over in shock.
This is the KS0LNK repeater, El Dorado.
That environment for the storms must not be as good as we are
now. Hey, Justin, I'm just about several miles south of Beaumont, straight east of Latham. I'm just sitting here just south of the wind farm. I missed my left turn, but I'm sitting here watching it because it looks like something might be forming above us.
Yeah, on radar, the thing's just not impressive at all.
It could be cycling, because just about the time that something looks like it's dying off, something else tries to form.
K0JWH and 0UJQ.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to leave my computer here for a while. I'll have my hand held on and listening for you. If you need anything, holler. Andrea, UJQ.
Roger that. K0JWH.
Now, on FYI, the last few frames here, it's looking like the cell that's to the west of that one, which is over by between Augusta and Leon, is maybe perhaps becoming the dominant cell now, just to let you know. Andrew, UJQ.
Did you say outflow dominant?
No, I said it looks like it's becoming the dominant of the two storms that are right there together.
Okay. K0JQ.
Andrew, UJQ. K0JWH, Andrew, UJQ. How's it looking, Jordan?
I'm on my hand out here for wind pipes.
Yeah, a little bit. You got noisy, but go ahead.
Okay, yeah, we're still here at the same location, and if there's still activity. I don't know if the original lowering is still there, but we still got activity.
Okay, that works. Later, Andrea, UJQ.
N0UJQ, K0JWH. Yeah, nothing to report, but this rain footed off to my northwest. Looks like it's at about a 45-degree angle, so I'm not sure if that storm picked up speed or what.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go in there and look at it again, see what it's doing.
From what we're able to tell, at least on level 3 radar, is that it's still rotating just a bit.
Jordan, have you sent a beacon out in a while? I can't find you, and there actually is a pretty hot spot of rotation on the radar here.
Yeah. Yeah, I just fired one off.
K0JWH, is there UJQ?
Go ahead.
Well, I don't know what the deal is. My GR level 3, looking at this area southwest of Severy or south of Piedmont a little bit,
It doesn't look all that impressive, but on the radar scope app, which is eight, actually shows rotation out in that area, so I don't know what's correct or what the deal is.
Yeah, I'd agree. One of the guys I was just with had a radar scope app, and it looked better than it did on GR3.
What are you seeing off in that area? I think it'd be, like, straight east of you.
Yeah, I actually took the road that's about a mile or two south of the Beaumont repeater, and heading east in the Greenwood County. It's pretty thick gravel rock, but yeah, there's still definite lowering. Nothing's rotating though.
Okay, sounds good. Andrew, UJQ.
Yeah, that one to the west on radar looks pretty decent too, doesn't it?
Say again.
I was saying that storm to the west of me looks pretty decent too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's hanging in there pretty well. Another one over around Peck or somewhere in there that's kind of fired up and looks like it's going to rain hard on somebody.
Holy smokes, this one really ramped up.
Yep, it's looking better on radar all the time. There's the outward velocity on the last scan is so high it went into range folding.
Are you seeing definite rotation in that one, Jordan? I'd be looking about 3 south of Piedmont. Talk to me, Jordan.
Yep, I'm still here, yeah. Just coming down the back side of the hill.
Yeah, even on level 3, it's really ramped up. What are you seeing? Do you have a wall cloud or a rotation or anything?
I'd say yes on a straggly-looking wall cloud, but I'm just trying to keep my eyes peeled to see if I see rotation, but negative rotation at this time.
Okay, thanks, Andrew. UJQ.
Covering 170 miles of K-15 from Mooreville to Wichita.
This is the K-Link Repeater Network.
It's 7 o'clock.
This is the KS0LNK Repeater. 443.100. El Dorado.
K0JWH, Andrew. UJQ. Yeah, I didn't copy you, Jordan. I don't know if you can hear me or not. I'll just let you know. Evidently, K0PZW is going to monitor Beaumont and relay back for you in case you can't get to me. Andrew, UJQ.
Andrew, UJQ from KS1 EMS.
Go ahead.
How good is the camera on your guys' iPhones? Are they, how many megapixels are they?
I actually don't know that for sure.
This new one's got an 8 megapixel camera on it. I haven't looked at them on the computer yet, but I think I'm taking some pretty impressive pictures with the little thing.
Yeah, you gotta watch though. You can't have too many pixels, because the more there are, then the less able they are to collect light. So the quality goes down, but there is a sweet spot in there somewhere. I think ours are somewhere around 4 megapixels or something.
Yeah, I was thinking my last one was 5, and this has got a 5 and an 8 setting, so I took a little bit on each setting and posted them. We'll see what they look like when I get back to the house.
Yeah, we've got four S's, so if you look it up, whatever it says they are, because I'm not sure.
Okay. I was just curious. We're here south side of the Walmart in McPherson shooting south. Those suckers are, they're definitely towering up there.
Yeah, I haven't heard out of putting on Twitter. He got over there in Beaumont machine territory, and we need that one linked in badly.
Yeah, I just saw your message, so who knows, maybe someday.
All right, I'll let you go. We'll see you in Israel, UJ.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll be squawking tomorrow. Catch you later, KS1 EMS.
This is the KS0LNK repeater, El Dorado.
K0EJQ or anybody with National Weather Service CAS monitoring, this is K0KWH trying on the Matfield repeater.
Yes, go ahead, sir. K0JWH, N0UJQ, go ahead, Jordan.
Okay, just following out of the Beaumont repeater here, just coming up on Eureka, northbound on 99.
Okay, I see you. You have anything to report there?
I'm repositioning to get over to the Rosalia storm west of Eureka.
Roger that. Thanks. Andrew UJQ.
KD0HNZ K0JWH. Hey Jordan, I could barely hear you on that, on the Matfield repeater. Hopefully you can hear me well enough. How's Jordan, I didn't get anything off of that. Will you try it for me one more time? I will try for El Dorado, Jordan. Repeat, I will try for El Dorado. No guarantees, though. If not, I might have to go back to Beaumont so we can get a relay at least.
Okay, this is Matthew Green. I cannot hear Beaumont. I cannot hear, nor can I hear Beaumont.
K0JWH and 0UJQ.
K0JWH, go ahead.
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know what happened to the other fellow there, but we've got a little bit of a couplet, velocity couplet on this storm that's west of you, so I'll keep an eye on you here if you set your beacons up frequently enough.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of lightning out here, so I'm just waiting for the right strike to show me what I need to see. Matter of fact, this is LP enough, I think, where I may be able to sit east of it here.
Okay, I pulled you up on the Abers map, so I'm watching you on there now too.
Well, it looks like they're thinking it's going to track south. so I'm going to try to get south here somewhere.
Yeah, don't go any further west before you go south. You're going to run right into that thing. See if you can find Township Road 31A. I don't know. Maybe. Or let me find you a different name for that road. Maybe J Road.
Actually, where I had decided to park is right at Township Road 353, so I'm taking that south right now.
Okay, sounds good. See if you can find Township Road 31A. I don't know. Maybe. Or let me find you a different name for that road. Maybe J Road.
Actually, where I had decided to park is right at Township Road 353, so I'm taking that south right now.
Okay, sounds good. If you go 5 miles south there, you're going to run into a T. You can't go any further south. I think that'll get you far enough south, you'll stay south of it.
Okay, which is the better route, go left or right, or west or east at that T intersection?
Well, if you go left, which is east, that'll take you back to, I think there's a main road, county road, that goes straight into Eureka there. That'd give you an escape route.
Yeah, and I think that's a better option since this thing's open east anyway.
Yeah, I wouldn't go any closer to it at this point. I don't think it's doing anything at the moment, but it might be trying to organize again. There is still a kind of a broad velocity couplet on it, but it's, you know, not doing, doesn't look like it's doing anything right at the moment. You probably got a pretty nice wall cloud on it right now.
KD0HNZ, K0JWH.
Go ahead.
I can finally hear you now. That's a good thing to do. Where are you at, Luke, currently?
Break, K0JWH, N0UJQ. Spotter Jane Clive is reporting on Spotter Network. She saw a funnel approximately 3 southwest of her position 5 minutes ago, and I have her as being another 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 miles west of where you turn south on the township road. And Jordan, she's also reporting 1 3/4 inch hail at her location. Andrea, UJQ. K0JWH, Andrea, UJQ.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you parked there or are you moving?
Yeah, I'm continuing southbound.
Okay. You have a visual on anything there?
Just to give you an update, I'm passing 100th Road on L Road, southbound from there.
Okay, I think you're at 1/10, is that correct? Jordan, are you having a hard time copying me?
K0UJQ, K0JWH with a non-report update.
Okay.
I am at Township Road 100 and I believe I am anyway, 353. And, well, stand by.
Hey, well, I got you there. Are you copying me okay?
Oh, yeah, Massfield Green's actually full scale from here.
Okay, I just wondered. There's been times you kind of act like you didn't hear me.
Yeah, that little area where it had like a little split off to one side or the other, it was pretty low area, so I couldn't hear you down there, but I'm back on top of the hill now.
Okay, sounds good. This thing's still showing a little bit of rotation in it, right around Reese. I think it's going to pass your north there. It's still northwest of you, about 7 miles or so.
It's your EJQK0JWH with the funnel report.
Go ahead.
Last location, Township Road 353 and Road 100 is going to be to my northwest.
Copy that.
If you haven't submitted that yet, let's just call it a low ring. Had some better lightning, and I'm not seeing it rotate.
Okay, I hadn't got it sent yet.
Now, what I will vouch for is that we do have a wild cloud to the northwest, the northwest of me.
I think lightning started it.
What's that?
Do you think lightning started it?
Oh no, I'm sorry, wall cloud is northwest of me.
Oh, okay. I thought you said wildfire. Okay, wall cloud, copied that.
Yeah, sorry, I was in the process of falling out of the car.
K0JWH, 0WSI.
I'm a little busy, Bill.
Okay, I'll leave you be. I just wanted to know your location.
Yeah, Justin, where I think this wall cloud is, it looks a little bit too far away for me to tell if there's rotation or anything sticking out of the bottom of it. I think I'm going to go ahead and call it and start heading back towards home. It's dark and I'm out here by myself and I'm not getting, data's pretty horrible out here, so I'm not getting updates reliably, so I'm going to go ahead and call it.
Okay, yeah, I was keeping an eye on it pretty close here, so been keeping you out of the way there, so that's good enough. I'll stick around here a little bit till you get back to a decent road.
Yeah, I'm going to go, looks clear to my west, I'm going to go west a couple of miles and kind of zigzag up and get in behind this thing over there near Reese.
Okay, yeah, it's already east of Reese. You'd probably just hang out where you're at there another 2 or 3 minutes and just go back north from where you're sitting.
I tell you, this spotlight's pretty darn useful.
Did you end up going just straight back north, or did you go west first?
No, I went west first.
You're going to be at that a while, the way it looks.
Yeah, there's still a definitive wall cloud on that one, but it's northeast of me now.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. I kind of wonder if it isn't going to try to form another one here after a little bit. Maybe on the west side of the, behind this one now. I don't know. Yeah, I don't doubt it. I kind of wonder if it isn't going to try to form another one here after a little bit. Maybe on the west side of the, behind this one now. I don't know.
Sitting at a T intersection on the west side of it. Turning my lights off for just a second to see what it looks like. And off to my northwest, there's some low-hanging stuff, but nothing is very organized right now.
Okay, yeah, I'll keep a watch on it here, too. Of course, that area of the storm is still north of the highway, so it'll at least let you get back to that, I think.
Yeah, roger.
What do you see in the area of that wall cloud there northeast of you now? Is it looking any better or worse than a few minutes ago?
Kind of hard to tell, but definitely still there. Maybe a tad better.
Okay. Looks like it's ramping up again slightly in that area, so we'll see what it does. And there are you, JQ.
It's got some stuff hanging below it now. I'm going to see if it's actually anything that's rotating or what.
Okay. Also, keep kind of an eye towards your northwest there.
Justin, I'm not as impressed with the one out to the northwest anymore. One to the northeast is still kind of doing something. K0KWH.
Roger that. Andrew, UJQ.
Andrew, UJQ, K0KWH. I do have a funnel to the northeast.
You said to your northeast? Okay, I'll report it.
And cancel that, it is dissipated. Just out of curiosity, this is the El Dorado repeat. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yep, you're fine. What's your target area for tomorrow, Jordan?
No, I really don't know. Is what might happen tomorrow, so. Originally I was thinking
audio is low and you're way too noisy. I didn't catch any of that. Andrew, you JQ.
Okay, I'll try Matthew Green again. I'm not sure yet. I haven't looked at it, but either west of Wichita or I may play the north option. I'm not exactly sure yet.
Everything I've been reading tonight suggests the north option, anywhere from Salina north.
Yeah, that may make sense.
And we have a new severe thunderstorm watch. I'll read the counties off here in just a second. Severe thunderstorm watch until 4 a.m. for Barton, Ellsworth, Harvey, Kingman, Lincoln, Marion, McPherson, Reno, Rice, Russell, and Saline. And they have expired the watch for Elk, Neosho, and Wilson counties. Are you battling some pretty bad flint rock on that road there, Jordan?
Actually, out this direction, it's not too bad. It got dicey there for a while east of Beaumont. Really dicey. It actually bottomed out the car a couple times. But, yeah, it's actually really small rocks here. Holy, hold on. Okay, never mind. That was just something hanging low, some scud, but it was in the shape of you-know-what. Okay, I'm back on Blacktop now, heading westbound on, what is this, 54?
Yep, that's right.
Ready, UJQ.
Just out of curiosity, what is Matfield Green linked into?
El Dorado.
Okay. I just swore I heard gremlins on El Dorado, but not on Matfield, so. But where I'm at, I'm actually hearing the audio at the same time, so. Huh, interesting.
25 repeaters strong, we are K-Link.
It's 10 o'clock.
This is the KS0LNK repeater. 443.100, El Dorado.
Well, I've had consistently light to moderate rain ever since I left the Eureka area. And it looks like it's getting just a tad heavier as I move closer to El Dorado.
Yeah, you're not going to run into too much more than that, though, I don't think, until you get into this cell that's right around Hayesville.
Well, according to storm total rainfall, which is kind of cool to look at right now, they're on GR, looks like just north of Severy, or northwest of Severy, they've got about 4 inches of rain today. That's awesome.
That ought to have Elk Falls run pretty good here in the next day or two.
Yeah, that's true. Man, I wish we had a repeater that covers the Beaumont area on K-Link.
What a bunch of dorks, huh?
Well, I just don't understand it. I mean, I'm out there, and there was a couple other hams that were in the area that are not necessarily affiliated with our group, but they were out there, and on the Beaumont repeater, you know, when I asked for a radio check, a couple of them came back, but, you know, nobody there to monitor until the one guy who was spotted on the 8-5 in the kind of the same area that I was, he ended up going over to his home in Douglas and jumping on a base station so he could have two radios going at once and relaying for me. So, I've never met him before, but I need to send him a thank you tonight.
Yeah, the timing was perfect on that, too, because Triana had some friends over tonight, and I had to go downtown and pick up some pizza for everybody, and we had dinner, and he came in and took over right as I was needing to get out anyway, so I was like, yep, it's yours, have it.
Well, yeah, that was exactly at the time when I was getting falling out of the El Dorado repeater anyway.
Welcome to El Dorado, and you're at UJQ.
Yeah, I wondered if you were watching the Apers.fi.
Well, enjoy Pizza Hut.
Yep, siding with Taco Bell, but yeah, I'm gonna snack on this and then head back to town. Thanks for listening tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow. tomorrow. I'll text you or Facebook you or whatever with once I figure out what my plans are.
Sounds good. So I plan on staying in this general area around here unless something shifts pretty dramatically one way or the other. But right now I think there's no reason to plan on going very far at all. So catch you tomorrow. N0 UJQ.
Okay, yeah, I may look at the northern option. Haven't chased up there in a while, so. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, K0JWH.